Okay. Yes, let's do roll call. Kate Conrad?
I'm here.
Ann Johnson?
Yes, here.
Elizabeth Rhodes Reed?
Here.
David Van Allen? Lynn Alkin?
Here.
Jonathan Berger?
Here.
Maria Moore?
Here.
Liz Bergen?
Here.
And John Sukup?
Here.
Okay.
Great. So I think we're going to do some introductions since we've got a new member.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm
take it away.
John Sukup from Cedar Rapids, originally from Central City, and yeah, happy to be here.
So John, tell us a little bit about your background, your connection to the arts, and why you wanted to serve on this commission.
Yeah, went to UNI, graduate BA in graphic design, and mostly paint since then. When I'm not working at ACT down in Iowa City, I come home and paint. And so I thought it would be a really good idea, and I'd like being a part of helping the city improve art-wise and doing my part. And so I was really happy to when I got the news that I was going to be here, and so it's an honor.
Well, thanks. Welcome. Mm-hmm. You'll find that this is a great group to work with.
Well, good.
We do our duty, but we like to have a little fun along the way.
We're nice until we're not.
No, I'm just kidding.
Gotta
okay.
Try a little something.
Did everybody have a chance to look at the minutes from the last meeting?
Mm-hmm. Is there a copy someplace?
Yeah, it's the second page of the packet. All right, I'm passing down. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Lynn, do you need a moment?
No.
Okay, I'm ready. Okay, do we have a move to approve the minutes or any corrections, changes?
I'll motion to approve.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the minutes are approved. Do we have public input today?
Were you here for any public input or just to observe?
Would you like to stand up and say more? Just to observe.
Just observing?
Well, welcome. Great. Okay. So we'll move on to item four, the meatiest item today, action items, which is looking at U.S. Cellular Center light sculpture proposals and possibly making a selection. I did bring Commissioner Van Allen's.
I did too.
I'll
so
put
we'll
notes
all
on
represent.
Him. Can anyone have his accent or can expand upon them?
Yeah. Well, it didn't say, you know, please note with sarcasm.
Right.
So what I have in the PowerPoint is just kind of a couple pictures of each just for discussion, but I also have the Dropbox pulled up, so if there's anything we want to look at in any more detail for the PowerPoint, I just put them, let me dim the lights.
Yeah.
I just put them in alphabetical order for the PowerPoint. Better?
Yeah.
Okay, do we want to agree on a way to proceed through these as we look at them? I don't know that we're ready to vote. Do we want to look at each one and have some conversation? Do we want to
maybe positive and negative that we see?
To just go through each one?
Yeah.
Does that work for everybody?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Well, we could start with, let's see, what did he say? I like it a lot. I think the scale should be larger, especially the length. Concept is good. The only reservations concerns the rural reference in our urban setting.
Yeah, it was one that I liked too. And I agree with what he's saying, because the statement, I didn't care for the artist's statement on it. Okay, now it puts in your mind that it's a silo, but otherwise, if you just look at the picture, the image, you don't, and I think, you know, these people are trying to incorporate something, but that's not what we're trying to promote. If he had a different statement, That's the only thing that throws me off on this person. This was one that I really did like.
Yeah, I noticed that too, but he also, and I don't have his paragraph in front of me, but he also said something to the effect of technology being more present as well as the silo, and that there's a rootedness and an openness to new. So I guess that's what I'm landing on and what his mm-hmm. description is.
So my concern was, like he said too, I don't mind a point of view if it, you know, subtle, I don't mm-hmm. you know, but if we're gonna do any kind of point of view, and if there's gonna be a plaque or anything and it says this is a silo, I really don't want us to be, you know,
well,
and
we're urban. This is a city, we're not country, and so
yeah.
even though farms and country are a part of what Cedar Rapids is, I still would rather have it be more of a urban statement than
I
a city statement.
Yeah,
and
just
I didn't
statement.
Think it was,
right.
yeah.
it was, my other concern is that it might be a little too subtle from outside, from a distance. You know,
mm-hmm.
if it's coming down the street, it's soft and warm, but I kind of prefer something a little more punchy.
One of the first things I thought of when I saw that, and I don't know if anybody else here has seen one, is there is something that you can buy. I don't know if anybody's seen it. It's made of shells.
Oh, yes.
And you can hang in
yeah.
the room. There's the same design as that
yeah.
that you can buy for your home. That's the first thing that I thought of when I saw that. It's like, oh, just like the shell thing.
Yeah, from like 35 years ago.
Yeah, or more.
Those things in the basement.
Yeah.
Macrame.
Yes, yes, exactly. And it's
yeah.
basically the same thing because it spirals down like
or
that.
Or the twirly things in the wind from the, like a landscape
yeah.
where they kind of. So
but
I thought it was pretty, but maybe not strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be honest. To be honest, a general comment about this is, I was rather underwhelmed with the majority of what was submitted,
mm-hmm.
and this was probably one of the ones I liked the best of everything else that I got.
And I think it's important to know that this is like a starting point where we will
right.
enter in our comments. So,
right.
like.
Yeah, let's. I mean, should we review everything and look at everything
yeah.
before we start
yeah.
talking about them?
So it sounds like we're all with a maybe on
I'm
this.
Jumping
yeah.
the
we're not
yeah.
a yes, and we're not a
right.
no.
I actually like this one a lot.
I am
not at all troubled by the silo image because this community was built on food.
Right.
You know, food processing is our beginning with, you know, the Douglases and the Sinclairs, and it really is who we are still today. There's that mix of urban and rural, and I'm totally fine with it.
And it's
yeah.
right next to Quaker Oats up there,
yeah.
the big silo, exactly. So there is this.
Well, and the title, is that the actual title?
Framework.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm with you. I think that makes sense. And I like, again, that silo and the technology and the openness to
yeah.
new.
And I think if we went this direction, I'm not saying that we should, I'm saying if we did, I agree with Jonathan that we could tell the artist we would like this to be more dynamic.
Right,
well,
yeah.
let's punch it up a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I agree with David as well. I think it should be a little bit larger. I don't know if maybe this was what the scale is or just as an example to show it, but I think it should fill in the space a little bit more. Because,
well,
I mean, from that, it looks kind of small.
And maybe that's
what
you
on the left-hand side. But
oh,
the one on the
cost.
Right-hand side, you've got your the maquette where you've got the figures and where it appears that it's the whole. See, that one,
small,
yeah.
That
so you've got your
yeah.
little figures down there,
well,
but then you've got the.
Maybe
figures.
It's just the way he
yeah.
did the image.
Does
right.
this move? Do you remember if this moves at all, if it rotates around?
The movement is through the lighting because he
yeah.
said something about the lighting will have different programs that can be set, so the lights will be doing different things.
He had a video of a similar piece where the lighting would work in a similar way, if we want to watch that
yeah.
really quick.
Well, this is the one who did that on the building with the circle next to the gym where
nice.
People were biking and then it...
I liked
yeah.
it. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, that's
yeah.
pretty nice.
Just...
Yeah. But is that what he's... Is he saying that's what we're going to... What I understood was that moves because of the, there's a gym inside and as people exercise and do more than it powers. That's what I understood when I read it on his side. But would certainly be questions there if we decided it was one whatever.
A lot of details and it's a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, the most detail. Mm-hmm.
Which is great.
Yeah.
That's a big plus there.
And I do have a paragraph here.
So the treadmills are running the lights?
Yeah.
That's what I understood.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Wow, how could they do? That's pretty cool. Oh, and nobody's
exercising now. He's an artist that thinks. So I think you could definitely work with that.
Well, and then when you look at the structure of this building, it's similar to what we're the lantern area that we're looking at. I mean, because I think it, and I agree with you, Maria, I was kind of underwhelmed by most of the proposals. And because, you know, you've got this very architectural, very structured situation in what we were trying to fill it with, it just was offsetting. It was jarring.
One question I have about it is, what does it look like during the day?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like that, would that just look like bars up there? I mean, it might be bright enough. Well, even then, it wouldn't be very.
It's not really eye-catching.
That's right. That was
birch,
my concern.
Birch and mirrored
acrylic
inside.
Yeah. And
yes,
it would be
nice to see a
knockoff.
Like
so the rings are made out of wood, right?
Yeah.
And then
yes.
he said he had metal on the inside of the rings, or
it's
mirrored.
So it's gonna be reflective.
Which the wood
mirrored
polycarbonate close up might be a really nice element.
Yeah, I like
with
the mix.
Metal.
I like the mix.
The wood definitely does something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like incorporating wood.
But I think if if this was the direction we went, we would get to see those materials,
right.
And you could see a maquette.
Right.
I think I would leave them in the running.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
I think
me
so
too.
Too.
I agree.
I love the wood. That's, I'm a wood fan. So.
Do we want to move on to the next one?
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Maybe we should move quicker so
yes.
that we get our, you know, because we're doing kind of the final analysis.
Elizabeth, we never do anything quick here.
get
with the program.
Okay, so
this one, they submitted 5 different proposals.
And this was like that big
Phoenix
organization.
And
mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll give my first comment. I hated every single one of them.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
What's
a
Phoenix
got
to do with anything?
And what's a
Phoenix
got to
do
with Cedar Rapids?
Jellyfish,
butterfly.
No.
Butterflies.
And the
liquor.
No.
I didn't really
like, yeah, this
okay,
is like
good.
Burning
no.
Man.
So this
okay.
was, this is a no.
Yeah, I didn't
like,
get the
right here.
I thought I was going to have the room.
Okay, we did that one.
Okay, so should we move on?
I don't know.
I typed out my comments and I'm over just put, no.
Nope.
No.
That's
all I printed
off.
They were really
I said,
impressive,
no,
too. In their application, they were really impressive.
Really. Yeah, but I think they're
yeah,
so they pricey that this is like, this is what we can do for you.
We'll
yeah.
I think they're part of the library.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
David had some choice things to say about some of those, too.
Yeah.
What was some of his
paragraph.
The lantern one, he said, it's a nice looking piece, but it looks too much like a big Xmas decoration.
Yeah.
We'll leave the light on for you.
Yeah.
And butterflies, absolutely not. There are already butterflies at the airport.
Cliche.
Just lazy.
They were just lazy. They just submitted a bunch of stuff that they've already done before.
That's what
so
I
didn't
do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I put not very original for the butterflies. You see it everywhere.
Yeah.
What
would happen if we did that? That would be crazy.
Or the Phoenix, come on.
Or the Phoenix.
You could do that, give me 100,000.
I
did
like
the Phoenix.
I like that he said it was cheesy, too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
what about John Fleming?
0 for me. Those are photographs. I mean,
yeah.
How is it lighted?
Okay, so I'm at the opposite end of the spectrum, okay, because I'll just give you my why. Initially I went, ugh, photos. But then I started looking at photos, and there's a lot of opportunity when people are standing there to be able to see things of either our history or people or the five seasons. it doesn't have to be that many photos. The reason I did like was all the reflective of the glass, mm-hmm. and I liked what it did at night, because at night when it's lit from the street,
yes.
it's really spectacular.
It was arresting.
It was spectacular.
Yeah.
And it moves with the fan making it move, plus the light. So I think something could be done.
And the portraits are transparent.
Yeah, so it's
not
like just
pictures.
You know,
I was wondering if they're like a sheet of glass with, you know how you can shine light through glass?
Yeah, yeah.
And if it's a little frosted, it lights up. I'm wondering if that's what he's doing.
Well, I'm kind of wondering, do we want something that you're going to really be able to see and that's really going to catch your attention from if you're in a car driving toward it from the outside?
But see, you do.
Like that? I
when
think that's
when you look at
wonderful.
The night piece, that's kind of what made me like it a lot, too. But.
And the way it can be changing and with it moving, the reflection of it moving, it would be easy. I also saw people standing there if you had it, and again, I'm not saying that many photos or anything. You could come up with a theme, but I did see, you could even have a thing that says, for instance, like Steve Sovereign is a photographer. He does amazing photos. You could get local photographers to do things. It could be faces of Cedar Rapids or faces of Iowa, or it could be, you know, or it could be, you know, the five seasons, you know.
I do like that there's like two factors here. From a distance you get something, and then close up, you're like, oh,
that's
and you, kind of like the wood. It's like there's something to engage
and
in.
And it could be listed to say where, you know.
Exactly.
Go figure it out. They're also dichronic prisms in
yes.
there. So during the day, when
oh,
whatever light,
the light
is
shining and it's giving,
we'll pick it up.
You know.
Okay, I like it as the color, but I don't care for the photographs. There's just something.
So it'd be interesting.
There's something visually disturbing about having all those landscapes and photographs. You've got all this going on.
Yeah.
Whereas that, well, I'm kind of more of a simple, clean look when you're, you know, you've got a sculpture that big.
Yeah,
so picture maybe a lot less photos and maybe more of the glass.
Right.
You know,
and more specific types of photos.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I felt like the photos for me were an element. So I'm from the country, right? And so like moving to like a city, like honestly, like being overwhelmed with that much happening, it honestly felt like very kindred to my own experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that it's something that, unlike maybe some of the other pieces, is continuously engaging. So like you're never going to see all those photos in one shot. So like if you're at the place often, or you know, if you go to a conference, like it's always going to be different. So that was sort of my take on that.
That's a great point.
And it'd be great to have a list. It could be a picture of Ragway. It could be a picture of the Freedom Festival. If we want to just make it, you know, Cedar Rapids, it's a close-up of a piece of architecture that's just maybe a cornice of something that, you know, that you could. So that's, I think if it's just random photos all over the place, I think it's jumbled. But if it has some sense
some
to
theme.
It, some a theme,
kind of
or I would be curious to see, and I'd want to know, where are you getting these photos? What were you thinking? How many were you thinking? Because I see people standing there, coming through and looking at it and saying, oh my gosh, look at that, that's cool. I hadn't seen that before.
Yeah.
That was just, so I had a feeling this
would
be.
I'm with you on that one, Lynn.
Hmm?
I'm with you on that one. David doesn't like this one. He
yeah.
says, I don't like this piece at all, mostly because of the photographs. So I think you either like them or hate them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've definitely, I started not liking this one, but
me
you're
too.
Talking kind of as.
Yeah. Initially, then I went back and gave it some more thought.
Well,
I went, well,
yeah.
wait a minute here. You
and
know.
The transparency, I
yeah.
think, is key for me to be able
yeah.
to appreciate that. Too.
And again, of course, since I work in glass, I know what it can do.
Yeah.
So that whole reflective and movement, and it just becomes interesting up close, but it also becomes interesting from a distance.
The earlier picture where it had like a breakdown of three sky ground. Do you think, initially I thought that was kind of clever, but then with the photos, is that something that, I mean, because it looks like 80% of it's going to be sky-ish clouds, would that probably have to be updated or changed? You know, if you got 80% clouds, you'd want...
I wouldn't want any of those clouds.
You'd have to maybe change that percentage of.
Except that those are the ones that are up high enough that you,
you probably
aren't going to be able to see the fine detail.
Yeah,
true.
Oh, I see.
The lower ones are
so
buildings.
The lower ones that have more detail that you can see.
Buildings
are
and farmland.
So maybe almost
like
making
this.
A total picture
just like
as you
that.
Go down.
Yeah, the
versus.
Buildings on the bottom and then the middle is the farmland and more rural on the top of the sky.
He was the only one that really incorporated the whole kinetic that is actually moving. And depending on how it's set up, if some of that glass hits, you get a sound that's really cool. It's kind of a, I mean, I've done that with glass where it just kind of, and it's a neat
ring.
It's a neat clinky, to, you know, just, I'd just be curious to get more information.
Are we leaving this one in the writing? Yeah, okay. Who's next, Sylvia?
Okay, this is freezing. There we go. Whoops.
I kind of agree with David's comment where it's kind of cool, but really.
I can't hear you.
That's okay. I kind of agree with David, where it's kind of initially interesting, but it should be more of something. Mm-hmm. I mean, sculpture-wise, it's nice, but it just didn't wow me initially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep,
I found it underwhelming. I'm sorry. It looks like a ladle.
Yeah.
Oh, and it sinks somehow. It's just sinking.
Right, definitely has like a pulling down, like a drip or.
Did you get the feeling that he was saying it's going to be in this color, like this is it? Because is it just blue or does it change? I'm not sure what
painted,
this.
Painted in luminous blues and purples.
Yeah, so we're into one color, which I'm.
It's painted, so.
So it's blue, and I don't know why he picked blue.
Activated by colorful LED lights integrated into the design. Not come through in the picture.
But it's blue, right?
Basically. Effect is ever-changing light. That's
I don't know
what it's saying. Yeah.
Does anybody understand why the shape or what does it symbolize? Anything or just a neat design? Or
I didn't get the connection to Iowa or Cedar Rapids I didn't get the connection.
And if you look at the cost summary, he has someone else fabricates it. I mean, it's I design and then he hires.
I wasn't sure if it was bold enough.
Flame. It's supposed to be like a flame.
Yeah.
A flame.
It does say integral color shifting LED lights.
Right.
So I don't know if it would be all shades of blue that.
Penny, didn't he say it was like in blues?
Well, isn't that what he did on? There was another illustration. Or another image of another piece that he had done. Wasn't that also blue?
I think so.
Well, because they're the colors of the hottest part of the flame.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, I think that's what it is.
Oh, okay. Because initially he talked about a beacon of light, and I was wondering what happened to that. It's supposed to be a beacon or something. I don't know.
So he's pretty much wanting to make it like a lantern with a flame.
Oh, okay.
Although it does not read as a flame to me.
Me
either.
And I'm not sure it's bold enough from a distance. You know, if you're down 3rd Street looking up, it would be nice when you see it, you go, kind of want to stop.
You're just going to see a blue blob.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like it's
the blue blob downtown. It's me underneath the blue blob.
And you can hear people saying, what were the VAC commissioners thinking?
Maybe
that's how the beam's going.
What are you thinking about?
Sorry. Is it falling?
I'm hearing no from
this
everyone.
Is sounding.
So this one's
pretty
a no.
On the list. Okay.
Yeah. So this one, I think we should say is out.
You have a little pattern going.
Turn off the light on that one.
Shut up.
Sorry.
Are you punchy?
I know. Gonna get you in trouble.
Okay, so I liked his comment. Get rid of the birds. Oh my God, no.
Is this the one that we were like questioning putting in there because of the birds?
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Threw in birds. No.
And you know, without the birds, it's just colors.
What is it?
What is it?
Just,
It's just a massive.
Did it say what it's made out of?
I think she says in her.
She's primarily glass.
But the glass is the birds. That is mesh.
I didn't get it. I read the glass, but I didn't see how it could be glass and mesh. Is it glass inside?
I mean, that's cool.
Sandy Riverbeds.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a big long.
It's supposed to look like a river.
Yeah, and a ubiquitous local bird.
Yeah, and no. I didn't see it as a river. Let's just say that. At least it's not Canadian geese.
Let's give her a thumbs up for that one.
Yeah, so I mean, it could be a goldfinch.
It's interesting, but it was.
Or a barn swan.
There you go. I mean, that's a cool.
Mesh illuminated by optical glass.
That is cool.
But you
from
know,
a distance, it just.
The shape is just a shapeless blob of light.
Yeah, with a bunch of little birds.
Okay. And will you really even see the birdies from a distance, or do you have to be right up to it to see them?
Well, but they're kind of encaged in the mesh.
They're floating up above. Yeah, they're flying around the top of it.
And there's a spiral inside the mesh. I mean, I'd rather
to look up at.
Yeah.
No,
well, there's a spiral on the frame that you have, I think.
So, like, the mesh if you stand under it, I'm wondering if you look up.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So what do you see when you look? Look at that spiral.
We are being recorded. We are. See, I told you we're nice until we're not.
Creative minds are problematic sometimes. Okay, now, that's almost cool. The swirl is cool. The swirl is cool. Look better without the skirt. Can you take the mesh off? Or maybe, can you show us what it looked like without the ghost mesh over top?
Are we that interested?
No.
I would say this is a
Let's
very,
move on.
Very,
we'll come back.
Yeah. Very, very low, maybe.
Very low, maybe. Any other comments?
Oh, that's kind.
I think if it had more of a geometric shape, like there were some photographs of it when it was like more of an actual prism, I would be a little bit. For the spiral. I saw that. So Carr brings Farmer to make the spiral,
which means it's just going to be some kind of welded metal. I mean, it's not like it's a
skirt.
Yeah, it is a skirt.
I like that idea of that geometric shapes along with that like watery glass look. Like those two would have been really nice.
She could have done something so much more with this. So.
Okay. Well, should we move on? Move on to the next one?
Yes.
And it's not spectacular from a distance either.
No.
Oh, it's kind of like, huh?
Now we'd be in trouble.
Okay.
Okay,
and this one?
I'll just say I like this one. This
one makes me think of pixie sticks.
I see Donald Judd. It's like somebody forgot the pixie sticks and decided to hang them up. My art history and like knowledge of contemporary art, I look at this and like, it has, if we can put our input into it, I think it could be something more.
Okay, so my problem here is he's done this.
Mm-hmm.
Other places, I feel like he's just giving us one that he's already done. It's not new, it's not original.
They get on a list and put up some sticks.
Well, and again, there's no relationship to it.
No, what does that
exactly?
Right.
What does that have to do with Cedar Rapids or Iowa?
It's just a formal exercise. Using space.
It's pretty, right. Yeah, I don't see anything.
I like it. I think it's simple and visually interesting, but I totally understand what you guys are saying, and that's not a ditch I want to die in.
I'm with you.
Come die with me with the photos, because we're going to get beat up pretty big.
Because, I mean, I like that first one, because I don't see that a ton, those, like, the chords going from top to bottom, which emphasizes the vertical nature of it. I like because there's a lot of diagonals there, which you don't see in other pieces.
Yeah.
These diagonals, these sort of breaking up that grid, and I think from down the street, it could be a really strong piece.
I just wanted something that was original rather than seeing, well, he did it
in so many other places.
Maybe he's a minimalist. The minimalists didn't change what they did.
You can do
ever.
Things besides sticks.
But I wonder if people can walk through
Sorry.
Those.
They're pencils.
Oh, pencils.
How close they can get to the actual cords hanging down.
Mm-hmm.
If you could walk through it, I don't know.
And is it experiential?
Is
now?
It experiential, which could
it
be.
Is?
If
I
it,
know.
If it was,
oh.
It could be really neat.
Yeah,
I don't remember that it said anything
climbing.
About that.
No.
I think.
I didn't understand all those cables coming down. What was it like?
Those are some
cables, and then you attach it to the cables, or you attach it to the floor and go up. Is that how it was supposed
they're
to?
Two different proposals, right?
Yeah.
I think there's cables on the top,
it's meant
even,
to be
below,
two
even
different.
With the one that's on the bottom.
Right.
So all the way, yeah. I think you have to have them at the
I don't
top.
I know if I'd want people walking through.
See, that's what
I
was wondering.
I think he had a question for the property manager about if an area down there could be kind of blocked off to.
Okay.
To protect
the artwork.
But don't they have
so.
Seats where you can sit in that
yeah,
thing?
They do.
So would
yeah.
they want to block that off if people
well,
like to sit
yeah.
in it?
They
I
said
mean,
they could, but I don't think it would be blocking off the whole thing. I think it would be a portion, and you could still kind of sit around it. But
I don't know why you would want to. I mean, personally, I find that a little off-putting.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, we're going to block off the
yeah.
art,
no.
don't interact.
Especially public art.
Yeah,
yeah.
And like now we pick
I think it's nice if they
can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's
you can look
you
at it from the
distance.
Don't
that's
touch
nice.
It. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So
I liked these
yeah,
bright colors.
Yeah, I've got a reaction.
Colors.
I was into it.
Yeah. But I definitely understand where everyone else is.
Okay, another sort of low,
maybe?
Not as low as the other one, though.
Not as low as the sort.
I love our metric.
Yeah.
This is two and a half.
Yeah, there you go. No, maybe.
No Phoenix.
No,
nope.
Oh, God, no Phoenix.
Next one?
Let's go to the next one. This is the last one, right?
Mm-hmm. Just takes a minute to switch, I think.
Yes.
The cedar cone.
You like that one?
I do.
It's my favorite.
I thought, yeah. I mean, again, I love the light. How, what you see, it's you know.
Day and night.
Yeah. It's
perspectives.
Interesting. So.
I think he had a video for this
yeah,
one as well.
Yeah,
if you want to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the skirt.
He has a really long proposal.
He's
giving us a 3D
yeah.
view. So I think there was one that showed how the colors would change, though.
But yeah, he
that's
showed
cool.
the different
mm-hmm.
colors, which I thought was cool.
Yeah.
He went into quite a bit of detail about the lighting, how much,
mm-hmm.
so many different things you could do with the lighting.
The only thing was, he said it would probably only last 50 years.
Be around. I don't know. Why
yeah,
I
will be here then. Yeah,
50
but
or more. 50,000-hour lifespan.
Yeah.
I think of all of the list, it was one of the top two that I
yeah.
drawn to. There's
yeah,
like
this
a,
one and the first one were the only two that I
yeah.
that I was even interested
I'm not
I'm totally underwhelmed by this one. I think it's, you know, it's not an interesting form. I was not particularly charged up by the light.
It seems empty to me. It kind of,
mm-hmm.
you have these things coming off.
I felt like it was a light, right? Like I was thinking of like a chandelier I've seen
yeah.
in real life.
Right.
So
that's
I don't know if
point.
That's a pro or con for you, but that was just something that I.
Yeah. Exactly.
It
feels
so
like something you
would,
could get IKEA.
If you're looking at that, say I'm walking down the street and I'm looking at this thing in the lantern there, what do you suppose the average person is going to think
it's
that,
a
this
chandelier.
Is, that this is supposed to resemble or that this is supposed to be?
Hmm.
Do you think that's something that people are actually going to say, hey, that's really cool, you should come to Cedar Rapids and see this thing in the lamp in the hotel here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's an unicorn.
Well, I mean, it fits the tree, right?
No, I'm just going with what you're saying.
If it's all yellow.
Yeah, I mean, no. I'm following what you're saying, Reese.
It's an acorn off of the Cedar Rapids tree.
To me, it makes me think of the Tree of Five Seasons. You look at us like,
right.
Oh.
And so, yeah.
If those things moved, you know.
Maybe if it moved and there was some kind of change in the lights to swirl around.
So it wasn't just this uniform, but it could always change the shape.
Or if the lights actually did some kind of patterns, maybe. And maybe that would make it a bit more interesting.
I do think it looks like a nerf card.
I know, now she said it and I can't.
I can't.
A rainbow ear of corn. I mean, corn comes in all different colors.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's got to look like an ear of corn.
Yeah,
you could have a corn festival and all that stuff.
It's not good.
Well, maybe the artist was thinking in terms of
I know, why
Iowa don't and corn. I don't know.
I don't want that.
And we don't even really have trees with that kind of pine cones, do we?
I don't know. I don't think we do.
Cedar? Inspired by the cones and nuts of red cedar trees. Inspired by, but.
Do we have those kind of trees in Cedar?
Red
know.
Cedar? Yeah.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Do they have cones? I guess I never.
I don't think they're that shape.
Huh.
This is interesting.
So I guess now maybe that we've talked about each of them kind of briefly, I guess the options today are we could either pick one and move forward, or if there's a couple top contenders that we have more questions for.
Can we ask for more submissions?
Is this something... Oh.
I don't see it.
No, that's no.
Well, I think we had two that I think everybody agreed. Pearlson and Fleming that we all thought should remain in. We had questions of Carlson.
And we had questions of Fleming.
We had
but they might be at least worth saying could we talk? Is this somebody we would wanna it's too much like an ear corner like an Anthony's. I didn't see that.
I didn't either.
You know, because
I thought,
I did like, again, I'm going from the distance. I love the light, the changing.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting, but I didn't like it so static. If all of those moved, so the points coming out could switch like it was all, then.
No, that's what I'm saying. If you could see some kind of motion or something,
yeah.
then maybe that would be different. But if it's just going to, the whole thing changes to different colors.
And
but
it doesn't move,
really,
it just hangs there.
If there's really not a whole lot that will appeal to anybody.
Is it anything worth asking him if he can make it so all the different parts going around could move?
I suppose we could say, is there any way that you can give it motion?
He might just think the whole thing turns around.
Well, maybe even with the lights, if the lights are programmable, maybe he can make some kind of motion with the lights.
I do like it because I like, you've got this very structured thing. It's really, for me, it's very eye-catching that I, you know.
Mm-hmm. I like
some
how
of those
in
things
space.
Were, some of the things in there were too complicated, especially when you've got all the bars and the windows that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work with in what you have.
Yeah, you can see this. It draws your attention, and it fills the space well, I think.
Yeah.
It does.
And I like that about it.
Yeah, I like it too.
Day and night, you can
see. Is this somebody at least worth having a more of a discussion with them?
We're able to ask them if they can make any kind of adjustments or changes to things, right? I mean, no matter which one we decide that we like.
I mean, are we going to basically say to three people, we want to talk more to you, or how are we doing this?
I think a Skype interview would be possible. I don't know if it would be easier to do that with a subcommittee rather than trying to get the whole committee together for that, but I would be open to either, or it could even be questions by email and ask them to write up a response, and I could send that to everyone.
I wonder if we might just start with the emailed questions.
That's a good idea.
I think that might be
important that some of us
talk directly
yeah, I
to
agree.
Them. I think instead, I mean, I don't want it just to be, we put our emails and then you go talk to them and then we're...
Oh, no.
No,
first
I was...
Step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the first step.
Just
yeah.
to narrow it down.
So like we like what you've done, we have...
Like a prep step.
Yeah, exactly. A prep step to see, just is this...
It could be animated.
Do we really want to pursue this?
He said it could be animated.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well,
it can move.
The light coloring can move.
Can move.
So there's
they
a lot of possibility
kind of
in color.
They have some kind of movement in the piece. Wasn't that one of the things that we had asked for when
yeah.
we put the call out, that we wanted something that could be kinetic or have some movement to it?
Mm-hmm. And so far, except for the photograph one, none of them move. I mean, the light moves, you know, creates the...
You can still create movement through the lights.
Exactly.
Right. I mean,
yeah.
So even if a piece
does.
Doesn't physically move, if
yeah.
the lights have some kind of patterns that move or create movement, I think that would probably be...
And this does.
That one does?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
you
yeah.
program it so you
yeah.
can get the, just like they do there, different...
Animated,
you know.
That's what it says in the description.
Right.
It can be moving... changing colors.
Yeah, moving up and down or
right.
So what do we want to know from this artist that would change our minds one way or another?
What about if it was even 20% larger? Because it's still there's a tinge of, is it a chandelier? You don't want that. You want something more so people don't initially think, is that a chandelier or is that a crazy piece of art? And I think just looking at that even sample mock-up, it's like, well, what if it was even filling the space more? Because then that would at least, I would think, eliminate, that's not a chandelier, that's something.
Or make it irregular. Instead of it so uniform, you know, some pieces could be bigger, some could be smaller. I personally would love to see the whole thing, those things be able to rotate. And yeah.
I was also thinking layers,
yeah.
too. It seems hollow to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
So like if there's some layers, like so make it bigger, and deeper. I think that would
deeper and what?
And
like,
deeper.
What do you
so
mean
like,
deeper?
So like if you get a close up, it's just hollow in there. So
mm-hmm.
all the light, all the accents on the edges of it.
So if you had kind of like
something
a layer of those
inside,
yeah,
yeah
shapes
so
closer to the
no,
center
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
It looks great from a distance, but again, when you get close
you
to it inside,
it's so uniform.
What's
what you're
the
saying.
Yeah?
Here's the answer.
Yeah.
See, it's just all.
What's the point
yeah,
of getting
so.
Close to it, too? There's no like intimate engagement with it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Just like,
so he's
boom.
Made the pieces to make it look the shape longer and then shorter, and we're saying maybe it should be all irregular rather than looking like... Yeah.
So that it doesn't look like...
I really like what Maria said about, is this a piece that says, like, come to Cedar Rapids, I saw the coolest thing. I think that's a really interesting metric to use with all of these, like, the question to ask yourself.
Which is
great.
What our vision is for the whole thing.
Right.
To put us, and so...
It's easy to get, like, stuck, like, I
like
this.
Yeah.
I know. So
that's
does that make...
a question.
Yeah, does that make something that says, this is worth
hey,
coming to Cedar Rapids?
I mean, this, I mean, come and look at this thing
yeah.
in the...
Or I think of like what would be in our history book. And you're like, wow, this was in Cedar Rapids.
Well, and one of the things we talked about with Fleming with the photographs was it's something you might go back and look at again to and see something new and different. Are you going to see anything new
no,
and different?
No, you've seen it once.
Once you've seen it,
so
you've seen it.
I took the liberty of printing off some photographs. You can die once. I know, look at this one. Well, I was thinking things like the Iowa caucus. I'm not saying use these photos. I'll pass them, but there was neat winter scenes. There was, you know, our art stuff. Here's a picture of Ray Grind. Here was
so,
picture.
But before we move on, are there questions that we want to ask of Zischke?
Well, I think you asked Liz a really important question, which I, but is this going to be something that's going to make people say, oh, we need to come see.
And go back.
And go
both
back.
Questions.
Because to me, once you've seen
see
it,
again.
You've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
right.
let's use that metric and go through our maybes.
Yeah,
because we have
that's
two,
a good idea.
Two like thumbs up. And I think it's going to answer our maybes.
Right, so our maybes are Gut Love and Vaughn.
Gut Love with the
car skirt?
That was the
so,
very low maybe, and
yeah.
Vaughn was a low maybe.
I'm sorry, I did not like Gut Love at all.
We can actually go on this slide. So this one was a no, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Let me get rid of that.
This one was a no.
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 Not the skirt.
Yeah, we'll get
skirts a no.
That's a no.
And the rest are maybes?
Okay, let's blow them up and see.
And maybe I'm just not liking the Carlson sample of the colors he's producing. Like, they seem muted.
They're very muted, so that's a good question to ask.
Like, can you show a mock-up of even other range of colors?
It was LED lights, because LED lights, I don't know... Are they typically really bright or not?
Yeah, they're almost painful.
Yeah, it is LED. And I think Betsy had a really good point. With just the structure of the lantern itself, how are you going to see any of those other pieces with all of, you know, the structure of the supports? That spiral, I like it, but I don't know if it gets lost in there. If you wouldn't be able to see it in there.
Right. Because there's so many horizontals with the horizontals of the bars.
Well, and unless it has that color, you know, you can see the yellow because it's
it's strong
lighting.
It's pretty muted, the lights, though, but I don't know if that's what he's proposing, and that's the color it always is. So that's the questions we'd have to...
We could pull up the proposal, too. I think he shows a few other views that might show it a little differently.
I mean, that would be kind of interesting to
That's look at interesting them. Standing.
Like when you're inside, when you're
that's
inside,
cool.
They're looking up at it.
Like the wood.
So there's a daytime element to it that was pretty neat.
I do think it should be larger, though.
Yeah, I agree.
It wasn't very big.
And the lighting, I think, needs to be stronger.
Yeah. Well, the whole presentation is quite muted, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's birch and mirrored. Polycarbonate, right on the inside of the rings.
What?
So it's stainless steel.
Is it just nothing but wood at the top, the cone thing?
Yeah.
Well, there's a.
Mirrors.
So he's not putting mirrors on the underside so that it would reflect down when you're looking up at it.
It says mirrored surfaces on the undersides of some slats. So some of them would have mirrors,
some
and some of them wouldn't.
Some of them. Some of them do have.
Keep looking at that top and seeing the Chinese hat.
I know. There's something about the top I don't like.
I know. It's like...
Maybe that's what it is.
Do you think maybe because it goes past the edges of the circle? You know what I mean?
Maybe I would like it if it, like, followed... You know how the outside goes larger?
Yeah.
Like, maybe I'd like it if it was an oblong situation. I don't know what's happening, but I don't know.
What is a brim around that the circle actual silo that makes it look like a hat? You know, whereas the silo ends at...
That's part of this.
So is this a piece that if we can moderate it, we would make people want to come and see this over and over and over?
I think it would.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's neat.
I think if he tweaks it a little bit, makes it a little bit larger to fill in the space more, and then maybe if we knew how the lights were going to be, and if he had like interesting patterns that the lights would do, I think that would be something that would be eye-catching for people.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you look at his other work, it does look like the lighting is pretty bright. So it's kind of, maybe it's just his, because this whole rendering style is kind of,
muted.
Yeah. But that would be, I think, a good question to ask.
There was other neat pieces, wasn't there? Besides those two, did he have others? Or?
Nice things. I like his samples a lot.
I know on his website, I think he has a lot of videos that kind of show the motion of his pieces better.
He does some interesting work, so it shows he has the ability to.
One hand, very detailed.
Yeah.
Proposal, 1980.
It's supposed to decisions
for
well, stuff,
or? Right.
Well, I think we wanted to be
hamster.
Done
hamster.
Now, but
yeah,
I don't think that we're under any huge time constraint.
I think the goal was to have it installed next summer.
Yeah.
But I think if we decide at the next meeting instead of this meeting, that could work. I don't know.
Well, do we have time now? I mean, how many questions? Really, I don't know if the questions are that.
It feels like it's just requirements, right? We're talking a lot about kinetic, and we're talking about, you know, like, almost asking the artist, maybe, like, do you feel like this is something that's going to pull people into Cedar Rapids? I don't know if that's an appropriate question
to ask them.
I mean, I don't know that any of them would say, like,
yeah.
No.
Well,
but...
Well, I mean, I guess it's not a yes or no question. I guess it's like, explain to me why this is going to pull someone into Cedar Rapids.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Why is it going to meet with our vision?
Yeah. We soften it with, we loved your work. You're a finalist.
Yeah. How does this
work? I'm sorry. It's not locked or something. Could I ask a question of the visitors? Many have been sitting here looking at these pictures, and what are your thoughts? I mean, was there anything that kind of stuck out at you that you liked?
There's no wrong answer.
Oh.
Well, the silo to me at first, it kind of looked like a beach hut.
Yeah.
A beach hut.
Beach.
Interesting.
Is that a
mm-hmm.
good or bad thing?
Yeah. good question. Is that good or
like,
bad?
Did you like the beach hut look?
I mean, I was kind of puzzled what it was, but I liked it at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So did any of the other ones
stand out
as far as something you thought would be really cool to see here in Cedar Rapids?
I like the pine cone because it kind of represents Cedar Rapids with the trees. The logo is kind of a tree.
I like the I'm on her side completely with the dynamics, the fact that they're kind of free flowing and that they're ever changing, you know, with the, I guess, because they're probably rotating in the wind, and like you said, there's so many photographs that you'll always see something new. It's very original. I've never seen anything like the photograph art. And as far as the 80% sky, I had a hard time biting my tongue on that because the way I see it is with the people standing on the right-hand side of the photograph, it looks like that side is maybe 80%, but then as you go towards the window, it's like 50% sky and then 25%. You know, like it's different depending on which way you're standing looking at it. Like one side's got more sky and the other side does not.
Mm-hmm.
It's dynamic that way too, depending on where you're standing within this. I like the photographs, but there's my two cents.
So you think that people would keep coming back because they want to see what else they saw there? Or they wouldn't see it like once and I'm done?
No offense to any of you. I don't think any of this was going to make anybody come back.
Right.
Or go run and say, hey, you've got to come
see
this.
Yeah.
But I think that somebody who often frequents the U.S. Cellular Center or, you know, lives here and walks by it often, at least for me, I think the photographs are at least a little more engaging. You'd want to, you know, look at it.
You would stop and look at it for a few minutes rather than.
I personally think I would. Yeah. The silo thing's kind of cool, too. I'm not an art major. I'm a science student.
No, this is nice. Thank you.
Yeah, science and art are very related.
Well, it seems like both the silo and the floating pictures don't have anything that jumps out as like it's a piece of corn or a big lantern.
Right,
I mean, it's just, I didn't see that before, but I mean, you know, it's like people didn't see the five seasons toilet bowl brush before. That's what we're talking about. So why don't we, do we want to like think about this at home? We all have this stuff at home.
And think about what questions we would like to ask the artists and then just send them back as a group?
That would be good.
So because just for the three then? Or how many?
Yeah,
four.
So which?
Is it three or four?
There's four. There's
four. Oh, the okay.
For the four, maybe? Or do we want to narrow it?
I know us.
There's a few of those.
Well, yeah, and David liked that one too.
I mean, the diagonals break the structure, and you'll be able to see it from outdoor. I mean, it's different than anything else
that we
have in the city.
But that's also one that's going to, he wants to, you can't go near it.
Right, so that would be something we need to discuss.
I think that would be a question. I am not sure. I know he kind of asked about it, but yeah, I think that would have to be clarified.
Yeah. Well, so that's one thing to ask him.
So do you guys think maybe in the next week, if everyone sends me their questions,
yeah,
and then I'll collect them all together and send them out to the whole group, and then send them to the artists? I think we want to avoid having like a big email chain with everyone on it, just because that could be an issue with quorum. You know, it's an email quorum.
Yeah.
That's something we have to watch out for. But if you guys all just send them to me, I'll collect them. If there's any that are like basically the same, kind of combine them and then send them back out to the group. And
that's a good idea.
Okay,
perfect.
So,
so
1 week from today.
And then what happens after that week?
So
can we, then do we want to be on a phone call to these people asking the questions, or what are we going
to do? Do we want to email the questions to the artists and have written responses and then kind of review those as a group and see if we want to do interviews with any of them, or can we
with them?
So we come back together and look at what their answers are and then decide next steps.
So then our next meeting would be December 12th. I don't know if we want to, I don't push it out so far.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of time.
But I think if we get email responses, Sylvia could send those back out to us.
Yeah, so I would probably give, like, send the list of questions out, say, please respond within, I'd probably give them a week or 10 days, something like that, to give them time to think about their responses. And then once I have those, send them back to the group. I mean, I think we could probably do some kind of, like, poll by email, and you guys could indicate which ones you think are worth interviewing.
See if we feel like anything has changed.
Mm-hmm. And we could see if we could get people to do Skype interviews at the next meeting on December 12th, and then we would have the whole group together. The only issue with that is if one of the artists can't make the time of the meeting. That would be kind of challenging. Or we could see if we want to do a subcommittee, and then that could be a little bit more flexible, maybe, for Skype interviews.
And then for the poll, is it pick your favorite one or pick your favorite two? Or
I guess I was thinking of it as just each candidate, should we interview them, yes or no?
Okay.
And then if, you know, there's a consensus, like, yes, let's interview this person, or no, we don't need to. So I think I would probably just go majority on that one, if you know.
So maybe we could even base our whether we want to interview the specific artist by the way they answer our email.
Yeah,
questions.
That's what I was thinking.
So if they email back and say, well, it's the way I designed it, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And you try to say, okay, he's not very flexible, so maybe we don't want to deal with this person.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, then it's going to be another $50,000.
Yeah,
then,
I think that's.
You know,
that's
then
true.
That's important to know.
Yeah, because they wouldn't try to stay in that budget.
Yeah, there are people on budgets too.
Totally.
Right, or if the pickup sticks guy says, no, it has to be boarded off. Yeah, then.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first thing I thought of when I saw the picture. I'm sorry.
Can't do it.
Love it.
We're renaming the pieces.
Let's talk later.
Yeah.
Well, okay. If you see it, some other people will see it too.
Okay.
Okay, I got it. What did you
okay,
think
so.
Of pickup sticks? Does that look like pickup sticks to you or no? Yes.
I don't really know what it looks like.
Oh. I thought of the pickup sticks too.
Old to
oh, pickup
right,
sticks.
Right, that's true. We're targeting your demographic.
Yeah. Look, he's really fighting for this. So, I mean,
so,
I appreciate you guys on pickup sticks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so do we want to continue on with our agenda? I think we've
sure,
got.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
So these four. We'll come up with questions, and you guys send them to me by next Thursday?
Yep.
Yes.
Sounds good.
And Sylvia, maybe, are you going to ask them if they're available during that December 12th meeting time?
But, yeah.
Send an email to see if they are available, then we can just go ahead and set that Skype interview up.
So
we should decide on an amount of time that we want to talk to these people.
Where are these people from? I know one was Colorado, I think.
I think Carlson, I want to say West Coast, maybe Seattle.
Yeah.
I don't
remember.
Was he from the... One of them is from the UK, but I can't remember
if
it's...
Guy.
Is pickup... Okay.
I'm calling pickup sticks.
It's just for your identification.
Just,
you haven't changed your mind.
I have not
Let's see.
Vaughn.
Wasn't one of them saying that they were going to work with an artist here?
Yes.
That was the bird one.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, I think they were all from pretty far away, so Skype is probably gonna be most practical.
Yeah. And then we actually need to have a fairly succinct set of things that we want to ask these people on the Skype interview as well.
Yeah.
So
things going on.
Okay. Well, and
I wonder if we want a subcommittee that will then. Be able to put that together so we can.
That's probably not a bad idea.
We don't have another one.
What is this?
Well, that was our timeline, actually.
Yeah, that was our timeline.
That's been, yeah.
Really?
But I do think maybe a subcommittee should work on the questions.
You work on put the proposal together just for that project. Mm-hmm. Or something to go, it's good concept.
Okay. Are you willing?
Oh,
sure.
Yeah, I'm willing.
Okay, so for the subcommittee, I think we can have four people top. So,
who wants to
volunteer? So does anyone?
When would it be?
I don't know.
I think we would probably have to figure out depending on who it is. We'd probably want to do it after we get responses from the artists.
Yeah.
So.
So it's in a
probably
week,
three.
The next week we is.
Yeah.
Like,
so I would probably say the week after Thanksgiving is probably when it would be, and we could be flexible on time of day.
Okay, that's my benchmark.
Okay.
So does anyone want
to
volunteer?
Anne said she wanted to do it.
And Anne.
Anybody else?
I would like to. I don't. My time is very limited currently, but.
Well, let's figure out a time and how that works for you. Then
there's
you
a lot of power in no.
Yeah. You got
to
give
it. I'm happy to help too. So,
do you want to do it the week ahead of our meeting? Is that what we're thinking then?
Jonathan, if you're kind of interested but not sure, I guess since we have three people who are interested, you could be. You know, we'll send you the time if you can make it. You can. If you can't,
you
can't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm guessing it would be in the evening.
So what week are we talking?
So the week after Thanksgiving. So that
so
is,
first week of December.
Yeah,
okay.
December 2nd through 6th.
I'm pretty flexible.
Meetings up.
Tuesdays don't work for me.
Me either.
Okay, so.
I think earlier in the week would be nice if we can, just so that we can give people.
Wednesday?
Yeah, I can do Monday morning or I can do Wednesday anytime you tell me.
Okay, well, I can only do evenings.
Oh, okay,
because
I
got my regular gig.
So what works for you?
If you do Wednesday,
okay.
Anytime after 5:30.
Okay.
Jonathan? No, I mean, that one. But.
December 4th, at 5:30.
Somewhere at City Hall. If this, I mean, I'm pretty sure this room would be available. If it's not, I can find a different conference room.
Okay.
Here.
So,
so
we'll confirm.
Yeah. So I'll figure out location.
If you're not able to do it now, then I'll.
Maria, I can put both you and Jonathan down as kind of like alternates.
Oh,
yes. We just have to make sure we don't have five VAC members, but.
Just let me know if I need to show up or not.
Sure.
Great.
And I don't think there's,
okay.
You know, a minimum number that we need, but I.
Okay. Great. Now, should we move on? I know, it's important. We're all excited about being able to finally get something done.
I'm done.
Okay.
Put me out of here.
So, next up, the AC approval process. I saw that document, those two documents.
Yeah.
Sylvia.
So, I did just kind of a pretty basic handout that just makes it clear that, you know, you can kind of come in and ask some questions, do kind of an initial consultation with BAC, but then if you're doing it on public property, you have to do that formal vote. And kind of the idea with this is that it would just be nice to have kind of a handout to give someone when they come do that like concept meeting, give to them just so that everything's clear. And then the second document, the certificate, I used to work with the Historic Preservation Commission, and so I basically just ripped off what they do for a certificate, but it's just kind of nice to have, you know, a piece of paper that we have documentation that VAC recommended, and here was the date, here's what the recommendation was for.
I like this. How do you guys feel about it?
I like it.
I haven't had a chance to read it, so.
Both pages,
or
are you talking about the recommendation certificate?
Yeah, both.
Community submissions, right?
Yeah, so this actually came up in response to what happened with that mural on the parking structure.
The one question that I had is, do we want to have some kind of a deadline that you need to be contacted to be able to get on the agenda?
That's a good idea, yeah. So probably I'll add that to there.
Like 2 weeks ahead or whatever.
Yeah.
On the agenda.
Is it clear when they read this that they must get this certificate and a signature before they can move forward?
Do you think it would help to bold? Like, it does say the VAC must approve of any art, but maybe just put, like, must in bold.
Sure.
Just to make it, I mean.
And the location under meeting times, you want to put columns?
Yeah, you need to change that.
Yeah.
I would just make it really strong that you have to have a signed certificate by the VAC.
Right. So that physical whole thing has to be like active language. So like that first paragraph, the Visual Arts Commission considers community submissions and ideas. Anyone interested in proposing a public art project may meet with the VAC to discuss their ideas. Feels like it should be like a must.
Yeah, well, it depends on if it's on public property or not. So if it's something that's on someone's own building and they want to do a mural,
mm-hmm.
They could come in and get your feedback if they were interested. They wouldn't be required to have a recommendation. If it's something on public property, then that's when it's a must.
And it does say below that it's
so,
a must.
Yeah, so under submission process, I put VAC must approve of any art installed on public property, including city buildings or facilities, parks, or public right-of-way.
Is that where you said to bold it?
Yeah, so that one, if I bolded the must there, that might help make it stand out a little bit more.
Maybe that says anyone interested in proposing a public art project on public property or however. how are you going to say it must mean? I mean, I, when I read that first thing, it doesn't sound like I really have to come in.
Okay.
So I just think it's important to make, you know.
Or an art project on public property.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe clarify,
come in.
And then if it's not on public property, say, like, you can still come and ask for feedback, or, you know.
I mean, you could add a sentence, you know, if the proposal is not on public property, we still highly encourage you
but,
to come
okay.
in and get feedback, and to see what the, if you, to fall in line with the vision of the city or something. At least they're being told this is what we're trying to do here, so.
Okay, I can make some changes to that, and I can send this back out to everyone, and we can probably quickly discuss at the next meeting.
Great, thank you.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, back to the agenda. The draft 2020 work plan.
So this is also in the packet. So I put together a very rough draft of some upcoming items and some of the completed tasks, but since I haven't been with this commission for very long, and there might be some completed tasks that I missed. So yeah, if you guys have any suggestions on that, that would be appreciated.
Can I make a proposal, given what the time is, that we could just review this and discuss it?
At the next meeting?
At the next meeting?
Sure, I think.
Any time constraints?
Well, we like to have these go through council in January.
Okay.
And it, I think these typically go through development committee, but that's around the same time. So I think as long as we could get something that we could approve at the December.
Review it at home and then come back the next meeting and then.
Yeah, and this could be similar where if anyone has comments or things to add, they can send me an email and I can kind of incorporate those comments for next time. And then hopefully we can get something that we can approve in December.
Okay. Does everybody agree that that's?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Just a couple things came to mind that I've kind of been out of the loop. A couple things that I don't see in these notes is the trail art that we talked about a couple months ago. I don't know if that's something that should land on here somewhere, or the gateways. I read through minutes and I don't see anything about those recently. Am I just missing them?
Well, the trail art is the one that went so badly
wrong. That's the mirror.
Wrong.
That's the trail art.
Well, see, I didn't recognize that as trail
that
art.
Okay. The Discovery Trail.
Okay, so that's a checked off.
So that one,
the gateway that was talked about a little bit in the spring, I don't know if that should land on here or not.
I'm not familiar with.
We're looking at like an entrance or a gateway notable spot, like
no,
down at Ellis.
Neighborhood gateway. Oh.
Yes.
So I think those, if I'm not wrong, are with the other planners, city planners, who were looking at those. They put the concept out in the newspaper a while back.
Was that the gateways for Nubo and Czech Village, and it's associated with flood control?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think they have kind of rough concepts for those, but there's not like a final design or anything.
I don't know if that was something on our plate or not.
Okay. I think that's still kind of a ways off. That might come back up again for this commission.
But those are good comments, and so we should all just comb through this and be ready to talk about it at the next meeting. Same kind of thing. Go back through your notes.
Is it okay with everyone if we put, so maybe 1 week, well, do you think people would be able to get me comments to this 2 weeks before the next meeting so that I have some time to update? So that would be comments by...
It would be Thanksgiving.
Yeah, comments by... I mean, we could do, you know, before Thanksgiving or slightly after.
When does council meet?
Council is the second and fourth Tuesdays. If VAC is able to approve the work plan at the December 12th meeting, then we could get it on council their first meeting in January.
So
of January 14th.
And that's okay.
I think that, yeah, I think that works.
When would you want us to get this to you?
So, do you think comments by December 2nd is...
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. We have a lot to do, commissioners.
Okay, well, I missed the slide on here, but the next one is the UFG Pocket Plaza call for artists. I have that in the packet as well. This is for the panels on the side of the Cobble Hill building.
Has that call gone out yet?
It has not. So I think we're basically ready to put it out. That space is mostly done. They're still waiting for, I think there's like a seat back that they're gonna add to the benches. The Carebriggs Farmer piece has not been installed yet. And then there's potentially an opportunity for another art piece that this isn't really finalized yet, but there's some panels on the fencing that were going to be interpretive panels about stormwater, but that part of the project kind of fell through. So it's possible that could be another opportunity for art in this plaza, and it could be kind of like an, I don't know, art plaza. So maybe that's something that we bring back at the next meeting.
But if we're going to put this out, submissions the 20th, and then we select by the next day?
Yeah.
So I highlighted those dates. I think this is something that was put together before I started working with the commission. So those dates obviously would need to change.
That's why it's a draft.
Yeah.
It's a draft.
Okay.
And then the question I had was, is there anything else that should be added to this call for artists? So is there anything kind of more similar to the Lantern Project, like anything we're looking for specifically, or do we want it to just be a very open proposal, like here's what the space is, and give the artists a lot of, you know, freedom to propose?
I think it should just go
just freedom. Really open. Okay.
I think that's what we had talked about when we first talked about this concept.
Okay.
Was to not make it just really you know, not box people in.
Okay.
Right? Just give it to the artists and let them come up with something cool.
Okay.
Will there be some kind of a link that they can see the space?
Yeah, so we'll definitely include, and we have kind of a sketch of what the panels would look like, mm-hmm. too, up on there, just to give people the idea of the scale.
Sure. And did we talk about including Kara's piece or a sketch or an idea of it so the artists would understand that that's part of the space too, or no?
My understanding was that the reason this hasn't been released yet is that the commission wanted to wait until the plaza was closer to being done, mm-hmm. so that the artists could get a sense of the whole space.
Okay.
There have been kind of a lot of delays in getting the sculpture installed. Right now, we're very close. We just need to figure out what kind of pedestal we need and get that ordered. And so... Mm-hmm. It's close to installation,
sure.
But I think the goal is to have the plaza completely done by next spring. So I think we want to get going on getting this call for artists out fairly soon.
The call. So the artists will receive $1,000 for the work. Does that include them producing?
No, they would just give us a digital,
okay.
digital
okay.
design, and then we would pay for printing. Yeah, because yeah,
right.
I don't. Yeah, then they would
be, they don't have to pay for the printing.
Yeah.
No.
So that would probably be good to clarify.
Is that clear here? Do they understand?
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
I can clarify it.
Okay.
Yeah. So production and installation
design
are not part of that.
Yeah.
Right.
So what's realistic dates for this?
We said there's no timeline for this. We wanted to put out a call in October. We're only a month behind, folks.
Oh.
So.
If it goes out soon, make it December 20th? Or just,
does that
push it a month out?
Well, December is such a bad time to put this kind of stuff out.
Yeah.
So we either do it now, so they can have now through middle of December or however long, or.
Right.
Yeah, I'd say put it out. It's like a free form.
Right.
Okay.
The idea, right?
Yeah.
But then back in December or later?
So if we made the deadline for submissions December 20th, then this would be something that we would review the submissions at our January meeting, which I think is January.
Push it out even further. We have a lot of stuff on our plates to get this lantern project done.
Yeah.
So the other
one
is our January.
January.
Yeah.
Closer to our meeting.
When's our meeting in January?
January 9th.
Oh, well, then make it like.
January
2nd. Week before. Give them through the holidays.
Yeah, give them
Even that, I think, is still, it's right through the holidays. There's, nobody's looking at anything except, did Amazon bring me a package?
Well, if it goes out now,
they have a lot of time.
Or it goes out right after the first of the year.
So,
but since it's not, nobody has to cast this or fabricate it. It's just a design.
Yeah, and I would imagine that printing is fairly quick. I think
so
Eric identified a printer and the product, so.
Is it possible to give them through, say, middle of January, and then we can see the designs?
February?
January
20th.
Like we did before, and we can even vote like we did before. And
goes out November 20th, comes back.
So the other option is to wait to put it out until after our December meeting, and then I can kind of confirm with Bill if the panels are, let me see if I can find the rendering of the site so I can explain a little better.
Do you see the person who gets selected for the wall panels possibly doing this also for the stand?
That's kind of what I was wondering.
So
these are the, I think there's only going to be 3 panels on the fencing, and I don't know, could it be do we want it to be the same person or 2 different things? And I could see going either way.
The fence is going to have panels as well, or?
Yeah, so these were going to be kind of interpretive panels that gave some information about some stormwater best practices that they were going to use on this site, and then those ended up being, less in-depth than they originally thought, so there's not much information to put on those panels. So that might be another opportunity to do.
So it'll just be whatever they want to do on those as well as the larger ones?
So it could be together or it could be separate. One idea that I saw, I was in Salt Lake City over the past weekend, and they had some similar panels that were kind of on a fence blocking off a parking area. And they had art on them that was like poetry or narratives, but presented in a, cool typography, like an artistic presentation of words. So that could be one idea, but I do have to confirm with Bill that that's the direction we're going with this, is some kind of art project, but.
Well, maybe we better wait till we know.
Yeah, so maybe.
Part of me says, from a continuity standpoint, we don't want to look so jumbled with the sculpture, and then this is some.
Yeah,
at the
and
same
then,
time.
But the scale is so different, too.
It's like, do you want a theme or not?
But yeah, but then should we have a theme? Should it be something they can read?
Yeah.
Should it be some interesting writings or?
Yeah.
So are we saying we don't want to put the first one out yet either?
Well, maybe we should find out.
Well, what if we waited since, with the holidays and everything, if we don't want a deadline until January 2nd, we could, or even, I think we could even do later since we have a lot for our next couple of meetings. I think if we looked at proposals at our February meeting.
Yeah.
You know, if they're going to be, it says printing and installation will occur in the spring of 2020. If you It wouldn't take long to do that.
Yeah, so I think if we decided on...
If you waited until after the first of the year or whatever to...
Yeah,
you
to put out.
January and get
yeah,
something
I mean, that
February.
Would really be plenty of time.
Plus,
for,
then we should have
yeah.
more knowledge about those
yeah.
standing panels.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's plan on... I'll check in with Bill on the fence panels, and then we can talk about this a bit at the December meeting,
okay.
and then plan on getting the call for artists out early January, and then maybe give them until February 6th to put for the deadline.
Yeah.
And then we make our selection at the February 13th meeting.
Well, we've almost made it through the agenda. There's one more item on the agenda, the grant application for utility box art.
Oh, the League of Women Voters.
Yeah, League
too.
Of Women
yeah.
Voters.
Oh.
5D.
Yeah, so Elizabeth let me know about
oh,
the
no,
League
we,
of
oh,
Women Voters
I
item.
Home. I didn't pick up an updated one. Sorry.
Okay. Dale Merrill is working on the proposal for the League of Women Voters. Sculpture that we were going to that they're going to donate for the on that trail.
Yeah.
And Dale would like to know, you know, as he's working on his proposal, because the league is we're wanting that back like the first part of December so that we can bring it to the meeting on whenever it is, the 12th of December, so we can get some approval. But Dale would like to include lighting in it. And some of his sculptures are quite gorgeous with lighting. It would be an LED system, very low power draw, simple 130-amp circuit supply. And he's just wondering, is that a possibility? Because there would have to be something installed to the site, but I see that there is, I came down 3rd Avenue, and there is a lamppost right across from where Dale will be installing this. And I just didn't know whether you know, if that's a possibility, because I don't want Dale to go to a lot of work putting a proposal together and then you say, nope, we can't have light.
Sylvia, can staff?
Yeah, I can look into it.
Tell
can you
us.
Remind me of the site for that one? I haven't been super involved.
Yeah.
I think it's off
kind
the bike trail by Czech Village,
line.
Right?
No.
Is it by
next
the
museum
art museum?
It's right next
to
the
museum.
Museum of Art.
It's right across from the south wall of the museum. Come across the railroad tracks, and there's that nice little
right there
bike path. Come across.
So
kind
of here,
yeah,
over there. Yeah, go across the railroad tracks.
On this side.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
There is a lantern right.
Okay. Yeah, I can do some looking into that and get back to you. So kind of right on this grass strip.
Yep.
Okay.
Wait, who is the artist, Betsy?
Dale Merrill.
Spelled.
Austin.
M-E-R-I-L-L.
M-E-R.
Got it.
Liberty Ironworks.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So I'll find out about that.
Oh, thank you very much. Because we would like to bring it to the December 12th meeting.
Okay.
And
I'll plan on putting it.
You have to do a...
Yeah.
yes,
gotta get your certificate.
You. No, thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Actually, a lighting piece there would be really quite
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll see what I can find out. The last item is something I just wanted to give you guys a heads up on. Stephanie Schrader, who's also in community development, found out about this grant opportunity for kind of medium-sized cities, up to $25,000. The deadline is coming up pretty quickly, so we've kind of pulled together an idea and just wanted to get some of your feedback. The other thing is I've had some questions from Iowa Big that some kind of city beautification or utility box art project is something that Iowa Big students would be interested in collaborating on. So the idea that we've come up with is to do traffic utility boxes on the 6th Street corridor. We're doing a corridor action plan for that area right now. It's an area that could use a little bit of beautification, I think. So this is 6th Street Southwest. There's a number of these. Our traffic engineering department likes the idea of doing a vinyl wrap on the boxes instead of paint because it holds up better and it can be more graffiti resistant. So it's kind of a preliminary idea at this point. What we would be doing if we were to get this grant is to do some kind of call for artists, and that's something we would talk more with this group about, is what kind of guidelines we would want to put on the art, or if we would want it to be more open-ended. And that's kind of where I was thinking the Iowa Big students could play a role, as they could kind of help us develop this program. And we're also thinking of it as kind of a pilot program, so if it goes well here and people like it, this is something that could be done in other areas of the city that, you know, the SMIDs or different districts could take on, or neighborhood associations.
I'm in love with this.
I think it's great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
These are like canvases just waiting. Versus the lower utility boxes that have those fake rocks on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
These will be folded. So what do we have to do, Sylvia?
I don't think at this point there's any action that needs to be taken. I just wanted to get this on your radar and let you know that you'll probably hear more about this. I'm actually meeting with someone from Iowa Big tomorrow to kind of talk about it. I think the direction we might go is to work with the students on developing the program in their spring semester, if that works for them. And then if we don't end up getting the grant, then maybe looking for other funding sources, but it still gives the students a chance to think about, you know, how you would develop this kind of program and what considerations you would need to have. And I think they also like the opportunity to present to city commissions, so you will probably see that coming back at some point.
Great. Okay, that's our whole agenda, folks. So, do I have a move to adjourn?
So move.
Second.
All in favor? Yeah. Thank you guys for, you know, going through not only the whole meeting, but staying over so that we could finish up.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. Now you know.